Hello, everyone. Cis Society here. Welcome back. We're so grateful to have you. And we are Cis Society. We go live every week and we discuss the taboo realms under the umbrella of sexuality, intimacy, and sensuality. And today we are having on our Cis co-founder, Elfina Rose, who I am so excited to talk to about her new book and this month's topic, which is menstruation. And I'm welcoming her on now, and we can dive right into this. Hi. Hi, Sunshine.
It's so fun to be here, but to kind of be on the other side of it.
Right?
Kind of being the one in the hot seat, I guess.
I think it's exactly how I felt last week before I went on. I was like feeling things I hadn't felt before. It was like first day of school jitters. I was like, hey.
But it's helping us breathe deeper compassion for our guests, even.
Exactly. Definitely. Yeah, we can start incorporating an opening meditation before every conversation now to get everyone grounded, which is what we just did before the call. Well, I'm going to just introduce you. I'm so excited that you're here, and I'm really looking forward to this conversation and this new topic. For those just joining, again, we are Cis Society, and we go live every week with leading minds of the new earth to talk about sexuality, intimacy, and sensuality, and the taboo realms within those spaces. And this month's topic we are just introducing is menstruation. And today, to introduce this topic and to dive more deeply into this, is our own Elfina Rose, who is an incredible being in general, one of my dear sisters and best friends. She's also a pleasure priestess devoted to liberating the pathways of pleasure for all. And she bridges the physical and metaphysical realms by infusing integrative health, coaching, esoteric teachings, tantra, tarot. She's an amazing tarot reader, by the way, and sidereal astrology, also an incredible sidereal astrologist. She is also the author of the recently published, I just got my copy. Recently published Menstrual Magic, which is a guided journey to harness the power of your cycle. And guys, it's incredible. And I'm so amped to hear more about what led you to write this book and your journey with menstruation. And yeah, let's just dive into it.
Yeah. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. I feel so seen and honored and appreciated and grateful to be sharing what really is like the culmination of a 5-year journey with my own cycle that was the product of this book. And I'm really excited to just share some of those juicy codes with those of you who are maybe going through a similar experience. And where can we get this book? It is on Amazon. So I can personally send you the link, and then we'll also post the link in the show notes. And also there is a link in the WhatsApp group if you're a part of the WhatsApp group already. But before we go into everything, I know we did a grounding connection. Maybe we can just do that with everyone watching too, and just breathe into this new topic that we're starting, the topic of menstruation. Because even though we're coming out of this topic of sexual assault and abuse, menstruation feels like so connected to this previous topic, because for so many of us who have had missing periods or dysregular menstruations, I feel like oftentimes it is connected to sexual trauma and sexual abuse. And so I don't think it's like a coincidence that we're like exiting this one topic and moving into this other one, because at least in my own journey, I found that when there are like energetic traumas, blockages in the body, it doesn't always feel safe to bleed. And we need to feel safe in order to release, in order to be in that vulnerable state of bleeding. And it's a tender time is what I'm trying to say. It's a tender time for the collective, and especially for women. And I would just like to honor all the women out there who are women and men, but especially women connected to their menstruations. We're feeling so much right now for the collective. So I would just love for anyone watching to just close their eyes and maybe place your hands on your womb. And even if you're a man watching, connecting with your womb too, and that energetic womb and the creative life force that you have in your sacral chakra as well. And just breathing in, breathing in deeper with each breath until you feel the energy flowing into your sacral. Inviting your breath to energize and enliven your sacral, your creative life force, your womb. And with each breath, sending a breath of gratitude for all that this unseen portal does for us, can create life. It's the most miraculous superpower that we truly have. It's right inside of us. So just sending it gratitude, reverence for all the ways seen and unseen that our wounds are always supporting us, guiding us. May we call in the wisdom of our wounds, not only for our own journey, but for the collective. May we call in the wisdom of the womb to guide our collective in restoring peace and harmony, and the wisdom of the divine feminine that is so needed on our planet right now for healing. Coming back to this present moment. This is just a short little practice you can do to connect with your womb throughout the day. And if you don't already have a practice of connecting to your womb, it's something that I really highly recommend, and it's such a game changer in your life. Heather and I recently started really giving our wombs names, giving our yonis a name. And even that in itself, it like adds this new layer of connection and personification with your womb in a new way of connecting to her and calling her a name and asking her to speak to you and share messages with you. And it really has opened up so much in my own pleasure journey and my own healing journey with my womb.
Yeah, I honestly, I'm so grateful that you introduced that ritual to me. It was from a book that Elfina and I are reading, and it's all about transmutation and the art of sexual magic, and you get to name your yoni. And yeah, for me, it just began, I had a relationship with my womb, but not my yoni specifically in that way. And to begin to like almost, it was as if I was dating my, like dating myself and dating that element of me and beginning to deepen my relationship with her and start to communicate to her, ask her if she needed anything, and just really open up this dialogue. And it's been incredible. So I just want to express my gratitude for you for introducing that really sacred practice and naming for me. So thanks.
And a naming is just the beginning, and then you get to be more intimate, and you get to look at her and paint her and worship her. And it's just so beautiful, like this journey that we can take ourselves on as women. And I know this is going a little bit off topic, but I just, something that's been coming through a lot in the collective, like talking to other women, is this idea that like men literally know our yonis more than we do. Like that's been what's been in the society, like, wow, a man has looked at my yoni more than I've looked at my yoni. A man knows what my yoni looks like more than I do. A man knows how to pleasure me more than I do. It's like question mark, question mark, question mark. But I really see that changing right now. And the more aware that we are, the more connected we are to our menstruation, to our wombs, and to the magic of it, and we release the stigma and the shame and the fear of our yonis and truly how powerful they are and how beautiful they are, then we start to take our power back, and we stop giving it away to men, right, or to other people, and we realize that we are really the gatekeepers and the guardians and the sacred temple keepers of our temple spaces, of our womb temples. So that's what I'm really passionate about, like enlivening the collective, like enlivening women to be so excited to connect with their wombs and their cycles. And heck also yeah. For men to like understand like how beautiful it is too.
Yeah, I think it's like, it's something, at least for me, that I feared for a long time. I didn't even know I feared it, because it's just, it's not, well, firstly, like just from a visual perspective, like my womb and yoni aren't easily like visually accessible to me, you know? So, but like you, as soon as I began to just even do mirror work and just really connect to her and to show gratitude and appreciation for her, like my whole life changed. It's really transformative. And it can feel intimidating to step into, but just even baby steps of just even like energetically connecting, you know, with your womb and your menstruation. And I'm really excited to deepen more into the conversation about menstrual magic. And yes, see how this conversation can really serve and support those who are watching, who are maybe still at the beginning of their journey, like, or you're at a different space in your journey with your menstruation and with your moon, or you're a man watching and you have a partner who has a moon, and like this is also really beneficial information for you. So I think this leads me to the first question that's coming through is, as far as the book, like what led you to write this book? Can you share a little bit more about your journey and why you felt so called to serve in this way?
Yeah, that's a great place to start. I feel like my story probably mirrors so many other people's, so many other women's stories out there. I grew up in a very Christian, very conservative household, where I not only went to church twice a week, but I went to private Christian school every day of the week as well, where we also had chapel during church. And so the Orthodox Christian beliefs was like deeply, deeply, deeply embedded into my belief system and in my mindset. And I never got a real proper education. I never had a sex class. I think that my sex talk with my parents was like, two people have sex when they're married and they're old. Like, I don't, like, that's it. Like, I had to go to the streets to get the information, the sex education that no one ever taught me.
Like, it's like funny, but it's not, you know, like this is really systemic, this issue. So I'm happy you're touching on it.
I know, it's like, it's kind of reminds me of the Mean Girls when they're having the sex talk. He's like, don't have sex or you will die. But if you're going to do it, use a condom or whatever.
Like sex ed that we received in a nutshell. Like that's the tagline.
Yeah. And I think that's really normal. I don't think I'm like a rare case. I think that that's more normal than not, if anything. And that's just been in the collective. There's been fear and shame and neglect around our menstruation. I kind of grew up thinking it was like gross. It was dirty. I didn't want it. I didn't even know how to use a, no one ever taught me how to like use a tampon. Or I remember my friend who was 4 years younger than me taught me how to use a tampon. She taught me how to put the tampon in when I first got my period, because she started flowing pretty young, apparently the same age I was flowing when I was 4 years older than her. And yeah, and that was pretty much it. And then I got my menstruation when I was like 14 for the first time. I had it for maybe 6 months, and then I had a really serious eating disorder when I was in high school and I was 15. And so then my menstruation just stopped altogether for about 3 years of my life, because my hormones, my weight, like my eating habits, all these things were just so like all over the place, super unhealthy, not balanced at all. I wasn't taking care of myself, and my, you know, my menstruation didn't feel safe to come. It didn't feel safe to release. And then let's see. So then that took me into my high school years. And then it finally came back. And then when I'm 31 now, when I moved to Hawaii about 3 years ago, I was using IUD, which I think a lot of people use IUDs as well. It's pretty common. I was using an IUD for a few years, and I was like, oh, this is cool. I can just have sex with my partner. I don't have to worry about getting pregnant, all these things. But I felt like my hormones were just like hijacked during that time. And I felt like super out of control of my emotions. And I think when we're in these places, we don't even realize like how hijacked we really are because we just think that's like us. We just think that's like who we
Well,
are and
also,
that's
like
normal.
the doctors tell us that it's like birth control is safe, you know. My similar, so it's just we don't know. Like we're told something and we believe it, and that's the path to remembering and to gathering more information for us to be sitting here in this moment right now.
Absolutely. And that's like the mainstream, right? That's the mainstream narrative is like, oh, yeah, just use birth control and everything's fine. Anyway, I wanted it out because just my body was telling me, like, this is not good, this is not natural. So I got it taken out and I started getting into like natural planning. And you can use like a thermometer and take your temperature, and like when you're ovulating, your temperature spikes a little bit, and there's apps that can help you track it naturally. So I was doing that, and that was pretty cool. I was working well with my partner at the time, and then so I was kind of like slowly moving more and more natural. And then when I moved to Hawaii, then my menstruation completely stopped. Like I was getting regular menstruation for like years and years and years since my eating disorder, and then all of a sudden it just stopped the month that I moved to Maui. And it was so weird because I'm like, I'm the healthiest I've ever been. I feel the least stressed. I'm living this island life. Like, why is my menstruation gone? And it literally was gone for 2 years. For 2 years, it was gone living here. And yeah, I share this journey with everyone because it doesn't matter, like, oh, well, like I'm really healthy, or I'm like doing this and I'm doing that. Like, I did everything right. Like, I was getting reflexology. I was taking all these like hormone supplements that were supposed to be helpful with your moon. I was really trying everything I could. But something that I want to like share is like just to trust the wisdom of your womb and to trust the journey that you're on, because I feel like that stopped for me because it was a gateway for me to get more curious and to get more intimate with my menstruation and with my cycle. That if it would have just kept regularly coming, I don't think I would be here with this book, right? I wouldn't like have gone on this journey that I went on to really understand what's going on, and I wouldn't have gone on this journey to bring my moon back, which has led me to so many beautiful discoveries, new information, meeting amazing healers, trying all sorts of new things into my life because of that. So when one door closes, another door always opens. And sometimes, oftentimes, the greatest like disabilities or things that happen to us that seem to be happening to us that we feel a victim to are actually happening for us to liberate us, empower us, move us in a new direction. And so that's basically why I wrote this book and why I'm here. And my moon is back now. She's flowing. She's glowing. I'm actually on my moon right now. I woke up Christmas morning, my roommate and I with our moon. So yeah, it's so beautiful. And now I have like so much more appreciation. So much more appreciation and love and like worship to my menstruation cycle. Like, I literally like will not let a day go by without using the blood, like using the blood to make a mask or like connecting with it in some way. And I just feel like for so many years that I just like hated it and complained. Now, because I lost it for 5 years of my life, I'm just like so devotional to my blood and so devotional to my menstruation and my cycle. So.
Wow, the story's so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. It's really vulnerable, and it's reminding me that, like we were speaking earlier about like our womb and our yonis communicating to us, right? And what I'm hearing you say, our menstrual cycle also communicates to us, and she only ends up coming when she feels fully safe, and that can take the shape and form of like many different things at that point in our life. And as women, we're walked back in a really beautiful journey to this remembrance, to this understanding that our menstruation is like, is this sacred time.
You just cut out. I couldn't hear you. It's a sacred time of
A sacred time of the month, and it's ultimately a superpower. Yes. That during that time of the month, my intuition is heightened. Mm-hmm. My body is releasing certain things, and it's different every single month. And those things are connected for me directly to what I moved through or didn't let go of during that month. So it feels like this time of cleansing, mm-hmm. this time of softening, this time of deepening, this time of mm-hmm. listening. Like mm-hmm. that's a really big thing. It feels like a time to listen and to slow down and to just remember the receptivity of the feminine nature. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm so grateful. Like, and my story is your story too. Like I didn't ever lose my moon, but I had a lot of hiccups with it. Like when I first got my moon, it was debilitating. I think I was sharing this with you the other day. It just, I was getting physically sick and actually like vomiting. Like I felt like I had the flu almost every month. And now looking back at it, you know, I struggled with anxiety as a child, and there was a lot of tension in the household that I grew up in, and that was all carried in my body. So when I started to actually bleed, I believe that was an opportunity for my body to release those things in a very quick way. It's like, okay, it's time to clear some space. So you have this energy to call in something new. And then I was introduced to birth control, which like you, it was told to me that it was incredibly safe. And I was always really curious about it because it was my intuition. Like I even remember sitting in front of the gynecologist and not feeling fully resonant with it, but I was in, you know, I was, I don't know, 17 or 18 at the time. And I just didn't have the tools that I do now. So I was like, okay, you're telling me it's safe. I believe you. I'm going to start taking it. And then fast forward 10 years later, and I was diagnosed with elevated liver levels, which meant that like my liver wasn't processing toxins in the way that it should, and high cholesterol. And then I also had crippling anxiety, like really debilitating anxiety disorder. And I never thought in a million years that it could be due to that. And then one day I just got an intuitive hit that was like, look up birth control and the symptoms that you're having. So I just Googled everything. And sure enough, as soon as I did it, it was like blog post after blog post, like thousands of women being like, I can't have children. Like, I had a heart attack. Like it was just outrageous. And all of the symptoms that I had, if you look in the fine print of birth control, were there. Like potential liver damage, high cholesterol, like heart issues. Like it was just like, it was crazy. So that was the day that I got off birth control. And I've been doing Yay. It. Yeah.
And this is the thing too. It's like, it's almost like a pill. It's like taking a pill. It's like, yeah, maybe it helps alleviate the symptom in the moment. Like your periods aren't as bad when you're on it. But it like builds and builds and builds. And over time, the longer you're on it, it's like the more that your body's like building up all these toxic emotions, feelings, whatever, physical parts of you that want to release that are naturally meant to release every single month on your cycle. And when they're not able to release in that natural way, they just build up and build up. And I remember I was only on my birth control for like 3 years, my IUD, but still 3 years is a long time to build up. And when I took it out, I remember feeling like something was like stabbing me, like with a knife on the inside, like just stabbing, stabbing, stabbing. Mm-hmm. And now I never get cramps like that bad anymore. But now what I realize is like, oh yeah, that was like 3 years of like not fully processed emotions that were just like building up, and like toxins that were just like building up in my body, and hormones that weren't really fully being felt. And it was causing all that like contraction and pain when it finally had a chance to release. And it did take a few months for me to, I remember, get back to feeling like it wasn't excruciating pain. So it's like, yeah, maybe the pills make the symptoms better in the short run, but if you're not really getting going to the root,
but it's
like, which is what why? The menstruation is like, it's like going to the root. It's like you're forced to just sit with the root of what's inside of you that you like might not have time or energy to allocate towards feeling and healing the rest of your cycle. And that's like you were saying, it's like this beautiful time out from the world where you can just like prioritize your self-care and your needs and tap into your emotions and feel the emotions that are really hard to feel because that is the way through. That is the way that you, that's the way that we're purging. We're not just purging with our blood. We're purging with our emotions. We're purging with the thoughts that are coming up. We're purging with the feelings that are coming up. And the blood is just a physical representation of that purge.
Yes, amen. There's so much resonance in all of this, and this journey to deepening the relationship to our menstruation feels like the journey to really trusting ourselves and our bodies and remembering their intuitive nature and their deeply rooted intelligence. Like, our bodies are incredibly intelligent, and there's something that came through when you were sharing before. It's like, for me, birth control is basically saying, hey, I don't trust my body to do what it needs to do. And I didn't know it at the time. Like, there's no shame if you're on birth control. Like, let this conversation serve as a light bulb for you to get curious and, connect to your intuition. But you just don't know at the time. And now I feel like I'm coming back to that trust. I'm coming back to that knowing. I'm coming back to my body. I'm saying, trust you. I'm going to listen to you. And when you begin to listen to your body, she starts or he starts to communicate more loudly. And the conversation shifts. So, yeah, this topic, man, I feel like I could talk about menstruation for the rest of every day.
Yeah, I mean, exactly what you're saying too. It's like it's not just getting off birth control that's like the shift. It's shifting your whole mindset around taking your power back because so many of us were never taught natural planning. We were never taught how to track our cycles, what the different stages of the cycles are, when we're ovulating, how to look at the fluid that's coming out and how to even know just through the discharge where we are in our cycle, let alone tracking it by days, tracking it by archetypes, by seasons, which is really what I go into this book. And knowledge is power. When we're scared of something, it's usually because we don't always understand it. It feels unknown. And so it's no coincidence that these pharmaceutical companies have preyed off of the fear of women. Because if we're all we think about is, oh, I'm scared to get pregnant. Oh my gosh, I don't want to get an abortion. I don't want to have a kid. Then what does that lead us to? It leads us to, oh, well, the birth control is a simple answer. And the more I believe that the more knowledge that we gift women, the more empowered we feel as women, then we'll make different choices that are actually more aligned with what's best for us versus just making a decision out of fear or ignorance.
Yes. Yeah, speaking of empowering women, I would love if you feel called to share a little bit more about your book, because I mean, just as a friend and a sister, you've shared so much with me that's deepened my relationship to my moon. That's like just invaluable information. Like, I even feel myself getting emotional talking about it because it's
Oh,
just
me
so
too.
deeply empowering. It's so deeply empowering to begin to reconnect to your body and to trust yourself and just be with that. But you shared something that I didn't know about before. You're actually the first person that told me this, that women, our menstruation has four distinct seasons and cycles every single month. So I would love if you could share a little bit more about that. If you want more, then you have to get Elfina's book because it's amazing. I'm about it. Anyway, humble brag. I would love for you to just, to talk a little bit more about, what's in the book and what people can take away from bringing it into their life.
Yeah. So I like love learning through archetypes and illustrations and stories and analogies. That's always been something that has like helped me to learn information. And so when I found out there is like so much more to the menstruation than just when we bleed, it was really interesting. And so the way that I wrote this book is more kind of through this like storytelling. And basically, a woman goes through four cycles of, or four phases of their cycle. A regular cycle is anywhere from like 28 to 30 days on average, but of course, every woman's different. And I just want to say that, like, even if your 28-day cycle are normally, it's normal for that to also change. Like, it's normal for you to move around in the length that you have your cycles. It's normal if you bleed on the new moon. Like, when I first started to get my moon, I was bleeding consistently on the new moon for a few cycles. And then this month, I'm actually bleeding on the full moon. So I completely switched. And that's also normal. And there's different theories and energetics that are tied to bleeding on a full moon versus a new moon, which I think are super, super interesting. And we're going to have other guests on the show that will go more into that. So I won't like spoil that too much. But I just want to share that that is really normal too. And so, yeah, these are all just like guidelines and ways that we can see our cycle, but I do want to share that not to like be too rigid with them needing to be in this certain timeline. And it's totally normal for it to flow, because that's what the feminine is, and that's what the menstruation is. It's all about flow and surrender. So yeah, we have four seasons, and these seasons are based off our hormones. So our hormones are going through four different changes throughout our cycle. And an easy way to remember this is just starting with the menstruation. So think about it, the energetics of a menstruation. If you had to think of a season that was correlated with a menstruation, like, what season would come to your mind?
Winter.
Winter. Good job, Heather. Yeah. It's the winter time. It's the time that we're meant to be in our little caves and to hermit from the world and to be yin and to be internal and reflective and kind of just hibernate from the world and rest. And so if you start with the winter, that's a really good way to remember it, and then you can go through the other seasons accordingly. So then the next stage is the follicular stage, and that is correlated with the spring. And then you have the ovulation phase, which is, you know, when you're actually ovulating and you're the most fertile and your hormones are the highest, and that's going to be the summertime ovulation. And then we have the fall or the autumn, and that's connected to the luteal phase. And that's when your hormones start to drop more back into the yin, and then you repeat the cycle back into winter again. And each of those seasons is also correlated with a direction and an archetype as well. And for me, like, I really love learning about the archetypes. I think that archetypal embodiment is super powerful, because it allows you to tap into like almost a different part of you that allows you to really harmonize with that season and with the energetics of what your hormones are asking for. It's easy to be like, oh, well, I'm just Elfina, like, I'm just me. But it's like, yes, and we are so multidimensional. And even throughout the day, we're changing and we're taking on different personality traits and different styles of relating. And so think about, with all the hormonal changes we go through in a whole month, like, we actually are different people. And the more that I've tapped into these archetypes, it's crazy, because I literally see my body change. I see my face like slightly shift. I feel my energetics just like, just shapeshift into these different archetypes. And instead of feeling like, what's going on with me? Why do I feel crazy right now? Or why do I feel like blocked in this area of my life? I have so much more understanding now of like, oh, like, I'm meant to be in this archetype. That's why this plan that I'm trying to force that's not working out, oh, that's because it's not the right season of my life to do that. It's just like when we plant seeds. We don't expect the seeds to just grow right away. Like, it takes time, it takes watering them, it takes the sun, and it just takes time. And so it's like, when we can learn to harmonize with the seasons within, just like we harmonize with the seasons in the world, then we can really harness and alchemize our fullest potentials as females. Mm-hmm. And we have so much magic and so much potential. But when we're disconnected from cyclical living and understanding when to do things, how to do them, and how to work with ourselves, when we're fighting against the, really, it's like swimming upstream when we're fighting against ourselves and we're not understanding ourselves. It's disempowering. And I also believe that a lot of birth control is meant to disempower women because it's meant to confuse us and disconnect us from actually understanding how powerful we are. I mean, think about it. Bleeding and creating life is the most powerful force on this earth. To actually bring in life from another dimension is the most powerful force, and women hold it. So, yeah, like, I'm all about teaching witchy women to connect with which I believe we all are as women. We all have that ability to be that witch. And by a witch, I just mean like someone who understands cyclical living and understands that it's not just about doing something, it's about the timing and the energetics behind what you're doing. And that's actually like the true magic to powerful manifestation too. Mm-hmm. So this also ties into manifestation, magnetism, and planning your cycle according to how you want to change your reality and shift your life and call things in, which is super fun to play with.
Yes, this is so juicy. And something amazing that I really love about the book too, and just this concept of the connecting to the seasons and working with them, is that within the space of each season, just to reiterate, that you connect to the different archetype, and that means that you get to kind of build your schedule around the different season that you're in. So in this book, like, Elfina shares a series of activities and specific things that you can connect to within each season that feel empowering for that specific archetype or season or cycle. And then also, like, super interesting, I didn't know this as well, but that you connect diet with it as well too, that throughout the month, throughout these four seasons, essentially they're about like a week each, right?
Yeah, give or take.
That you also shift the things, if you intentionally shift what you're eating, your body requires different nourishment depending on the hormones that are moving through your body. And you can also really empower yourself and create deep health and clarity through connecting to a different diet. And that's also in this book, which is incredible information. So yeah, I just wanna, yeah, just kind of like share how incredibly magic our menstruations are.
It's like, yeah. They really are. And it's so, thank you for like bringing the nutrition part in, because I know I talk a lot of like woo woo, maybe what people perceive it to be, but I actually have a background in psychology and a master's degree in integrative health and wellness. I've taken many nutrition courses, and I'm all about integrating. I'm all about integrating and bridging these physical and scientific realms with the metaphysical spiritual realms. And I feel like a holistic approach is really what the planet needs right now, what we all need. It's that bridge, it's that divine union, that merging of these two worlds that have been kind of in battle with one another for so long. And now we're coming to realize that they're all just one and the same. And that's why I love like quantum physics, because quantum physics and quantum science is really now proving that spirituality is actually science, and it's all one and the same. So without going off on a tangent, it's really important that when we are doing like this womb healing and this womb work, that we are taking an integrated approach, and that we are able to do things physically for our bodies to nourish them, and physically for our wombs to nourish them, and also things mentally to reprogram, affirmations to use. I include like specific mantras that go with each of these seasons and each of these archetypes, and as well as sharing like strengths and blind spots, because that helps us to mentally understand what's going to be like, how are we going to be the most supported, like what are our strengths going to be, and how can we like hype ourselves up to really like own those specific strengths, and also being aware of like where might we not be seeing something clearly, what obstacles might come into our reality, because that's just the energetics of the season. And if you follow astrology at all, you know all about strengths and weaknesses of all the astrological signs, right? Like, we talk about that a lot in terms of other things, and it's no different with our own inner seasons. And so being really aware of like, oh, right now I might be like a little bit lost in my, it might be easy for me to get a little lost in my emotions. And so when I am feeling that way, I can, number one, communicate that to other people, And number two, I can also have more compassion for myself instead of beating myself up about it. And that's what the awareness tools like astrology, like this book, provide. They provide so much more compassion and understanding for what we're going through, so we can understand it mentally as well. And for me, the mental piece, like, I don't know about you, but when there's crazy things going on in the cosmos, it's a crazy full moon, I'm just like, what's going on? Like, I feel like so much is happening. And then I listen to my favorite astrologer. She explains everything that's going on in the stars. And even though nothing has changed, just knowing what's going on, like, it actually really, really helps to anchor me and helps me to feel safer and less crazy. So, like, this is just an example of, like, knowledge is truly power. So, yeah, having the knowledge physically, mentally, and then spiritually too. And that's why I write specific rituals too, specific rituals that we can do to harness each of these seasons and cycles. Because, like, for instance, we all talk about on a new moon with when we're bleeding, it's a time to set intentions, right? It's kind of like a more well-known one. But, like, for instance, in the follicular stage, which is the stage that comes after the menstruation, this is associated with the maiden. So we come out of the crone and we come into the maiden. So it's like this fresh spring energy. It's a rebirth. And this is a beautiful time to visualize and to plan. And so this is, like, a great time to do visualization rituals, to create a vision board, to write out a list of the projects and things that are most important to us now after we've gained clarity through the menstruation, right? Like, that's when we're the clearest, that's when we're setting new intentions. Then the follicular stage comes through and allows us to actually put those ideas and visions into a plan, and we start taking action on that plan. And so that's when you want to, like, start writing business plans and do money tracking and set yourself up for success, prioritize things in your life, and you get a lot clearer, and energetically, hormonally, physiologically, you're supported to do that, because naturally you have those rising hormones and you have this, like, fresh, clear energy and you have more stamina. And so it is just truly magic. It's like, you're not supposed to be doing that when you're bleeding. You're supposed to be letting go. And so when you really understand, like, when to time things, then you know that, okay, this week of the month is going to be the best for me to, let's just say, write a business plan. This is a perfect example, because Heather and I are writing a business plan. And I think that if we, like, if I know that if we plan to do our business plan in this window of when we're both in our follicular, it would be the easiest for us to do. We'd be the most supported in doing it. So this is just one of many, many, many examples of how you can plan your life around these seasons and these rituals and these activities that will exponentially support you in getting them done faster and with more ease and more joy.
We're trusting the flow of nature. Like, for me, I feel like intuitively I've always felt connected to these cycles. I just didn't understand them. But after my moon, I tend to always feel really energized. And I always want to, like, for me, the first thing that comes up after my moon is a to-do list. And it's been that way since before I knew of these cycles, like I said. Like, I'm just like, okay, I want to get organized. I want to start cleaning.
Yep.
I want to move things out. I want to create space. I want to plant seeds. I want to build something. I want to create something. And it almost feels like when you trust nature, there's effort, not even, doesn't seem, it's true. It's, there's effortless flow, and we're really supported by nature. It's like, if you try, you know, and women, I know you can relate to this. Like, have you ever had, like, a big obligation on your moon and you're just like, I don't want to do it. Like, I physically feel like I can't do it. It's almost like you're trying to go on vacation in the middle of a snowstorm and there's like 3 feet of snow outside, and you're like,
no.
And you have to dig out, you have to, like, go shovel yourself out. You have to, like, get a plow truck to, you know, drive you to the airport. It's like all of these obstacles kind of come up in your path because you're not connected to those inner cycles. You're not really listening to your body. So, yeah, this is, like, such beautiful information. And I'm so excited to continue on my journey with your book and just all of the juiciness that comes through it. I had a question that I actually wrote down before that I really want, that came through to ask you. And let's say, like, everyone in the world buys your book, right? And it's like 1 year from now or 2 years from now, everyone's read it. and there's a shift in the collective. Like, how do you see women and men relating to menstruation moving forward?
Wow, that's a beautiful vision. I see women just shedding so much shame and guilt around their menstruation, and like victimization around their menstruation. And I see women celebrating their menstruation. I see women getting really excited about their like new archetype that they're in, and sharing that with people around them, like, hey, like I'm in my ovulatory mother right now, and I just like really want to go dancing. I really want to like have some sexy time. Like, I want to just treat you and, you know, take you out to dinner, and this is how I'm feeling. Or yeah, or maybe like I just need to like get rid of everything in my house right now that I'm like sick of, because I'm in my luteal and I'm just shedding right now, and like this is what I need. And I think that, I know that from my experience too, is like sharing what we're going through, not just with our friends, but sharing what we're going through with our partners is such a game changer. I've been doing this with my partner, and we were together, we were traveling together for over a month. So he actually had a chance to experience me going through every single season and these different archetypes. And I'd be like, okay, babe, like I'm about to be a little maiden. Like, are you ready? Or like, oh, like I'm a grandma. I remember I was in my menstruation. I'm like, I'm a grandma. And it was like so cool to like share these different shifts with him and tell him what I needed, and to tell him like, you know, I'm going to be feeling more tired. It would be really appreciative if you could help me more physically. Or like, I might just need some more space and time to myself. It's not personal. Or, you know, like, I really just want to go dancing. Like, can we please go find a dance? Like, that's what I need right now. So when we can explain these things, and we need to know them for ourselves first. So like the first part of your question is like, I just see women being so much more empowered, so much more excited, so much more like they're making decisions based off of their internal cyclical nature versus like what their monkey minds like tell them to do. Like, how many times have you been invited out? Like, let's just say you've been invited to go out for the night, and your body was just like, no. But like your mind is like, oh, well, you should go out. Like, you should go socialize. You should do that. And your body was just like not feeling it. And I think that like sometimes we end up doing things that we don't really like fully feel aligned to doing. And understanding where we are in our cycle and our season is so empowering, because you can know exactly what you're meant to be doing. Mm-hmm. If you know exactly the energetics of where you are, then there's a lot less guilt around saying no to things or saying yes to other things. It's also an invitation to say yes. No, I don't want to go out, but yes, I actually want to do like a spa night, because that's what I really need. That's what my body really wants. Or like, maybe I don't want to go out, hang out with a group of people, but I just want to hang out with one good friend. And I think that it gives women permission, when we understand where we are, it gives us more permission to just be in that archetype and be in that embodiment without feeling a need to apologize or overly explain ourselves. And it really sets us free. So I see women also setting themselves free. I see women using their cycles to manifest at a quicker rate, to manifest their desires at a quicker rate as well. So I see women becoming more successful with their endeavors, more wealthy, more in more divine union relationships, whatever it is that they're desiring. I see more women connecting with their desires. And I see men just like having so much more reverence and respect and compassion for the woman in their lives. And I would love to see men like really worshiping women when they're bleeding, as like, wow, like you are a goddess, and like, what can I do to support you? Because you're clearing not just for yourself, you're clearing for the collective. I would love to see men, like, instead of grossed out by period blood, like be, I mean, maybe this is like too far, but I would love to see men even like trying their woman's period blood, like tasting it, and Elise being intimate and not being scared to have sex with their woman on their moon, like I think that's so beautiful and so such a luscious, delicious time to be intimate actually when you are bleeding. And it's pretty safe in general. It's like the chances of you getting pregnant are pretty low. So that also feels really like liberating in that way too.
Oh, I love this world so much. We're calling it in through this conversation, and that was such a beautiful answer. And yeah, I see divine relationships deepening. I see women deepening their relationship to their body, as you say, and their natural cycles, and honoring their body and honoring what's coming through for them. And yeah, something that just like I downloaded before was just even the word cycle. Like when someone says, "Oh, I started my cycle," that's typically indicative that you started to bleed. But the word itself says it all. It's a cycle, right? Like when you bleed, you're releasing, and then the seasons begin again, right? Like it is a cycle, and that just really hit home for me. So I'm really feeling that body right now, and yeah, I'm really enjoying that. And yeah, I oops. Hold on. Yeah, I'm just so grateful for this conversation. And yeah, are there any resources out there for like men specifically that you know of for them to find ways to more deeply connect to their partner through their cycles?
Honestly, this is my next project. I'm desiring to write a book for men, specifically how to navigate each season with the woman in their life, like with any woman in their life. But I just felt like the priority is for women to understand ourselves first, and then we teach the men. So more on that to come. If I think something interesting to touch on before we end this call is just the cycle of manifestation, because that is something that's like such a hot topic in our world, and everyone wants to know, how do I manifest love? How do I manifest money? How do I blah, blah, blah? And all these, like The Secret, and all these different ways to manifestation. And honestly, I really believe that the deepest way to unlock your fullest manifestation magic is just by using the different parts of your cycle. And using them in the right time, in the right order. And that is the easiest way to manifest. And I've seen it personally. I've been doing this for the last year now. That is why this book, the first part of the book, teaches you about the different cycles and the nourishment and all of that. And then the second part is a journal. So it's actually like a full journal, and with different journal prompts for the different cycles, but it gives you the space to write your intentions and observations for each day for a full 13 moon cycle calendar for over a year. It gives you the chance to track that, and it really has changed. I've been doing this for over a year, tracking every single day, and it's one thing to like learn about what cycle you're in, but when you're actually then you're making your brain is making that connection of like, oh, like this is the example of like what I did that actually matches up with the cycle I'm in, then it really creates deeper connection, deeper neural pathways, and deeper belief in like what you're going through and how it resonates. And that is so instrumental in changing how you are perceiving your reality. It's just writing it down and noticing the trends throughout each day and how they're correlating with the season that you're in. So that's just something I also want to share, is the journaling part is super important, and tracking it. And when you start to do that, then what happens is that starting at the menstruation, I'm just going to go through this really quick, but basically the manifestation process is you start in menstruation when you're the clearest, when you're the most in touch with the divine, and you set your intention of what it is that you want to manifest. Let's just say in this example, you want to manifest a lover into your life. So you get really clear. Maybe you write out a list of all the things that you want in a lover, that you feel into the energetics of the lover with that. And then you move into a follicular stage, and that's all about visualizing and planning, right? So then maybe you do visualization techniques of like what your lovership is going to look like, what it's going to feel like. And maybe you, I don't know, like set a plan in motion for like, okay, if I want to meet someone and do these things with them, like what strategically would be the best places to meet someone like this? Like, do I need to change something in my reality so I can be available to meet them? Like, maybe you want to meet someone who's really outdoorsy and athletic, but if you're not really like going outdoors and doing athletic things, then maybe it's, you're not really like in congruence to meet them. So maybe part of the follicular planning is like, okay, I'm going to start going surfing once a week, or I'm going to go hiking or whatever it is, right? It's just an example. And, or maybe I'm going to start working out and just become more athletic and be that magnet. And then you go into your ovulation stage and then you're like, okay, this is the time for me to like actually share myself with the world. So if I want to meet someone, maybe I do need to leave my house sometimes. This is like me. Okay, so then this is the time where I'm going to be feeling the most supported to be social and go out and meet people. I'm in my highest hormonal yang energy. So now I'm actually physically doing it. I'm going out there and putting myself out into the world and making myself available for the manifestation to come in. And maybe I'm meeting people and I'm meeting more people that I'm like kind of flirting with, and I'm getting closer and closer to the energetics of what I'm calling in. And then the luteal stage is all about, it's the harvest, it's the fall time. It's when we're meant to receive all of our desires. It's like the last juicy piece of fruit that's hanging on the tree before it completely drops all its fruits to the ground and starts the cycle over again in the death. And that's when we are meant to just lean back and receive our desires and know that we've done everything that we can do. And it's just about leaning back and receiving and trusting. And that's my favorite phase. I don't want to pick favorites, but that's my favorite stage. It's the Enchantress archetype.
And your reality, you create it. You can totally have favorites.
So, yeah, that's kind of like a brief example. And then your luteal stage is like, and I've seen this over and over and over again, every cycle that I set intentions in my menstruation, I'll go back at my luteal and I'll look at what I said, and like 90% of them happen. It's so, the correlation is so strong. It's so powerful.
Well, yeah, and what I'm hearing too is by tracking your cycle, you can notice patterns and you can shift them. So like there's empowerment in just writing down every day of your cycle, so you're actually getting to know yourself more deeply. And yeah, guys, this book is, we're about to wrap up here, but like this book is so juicy, and I'm so grateful that you created it. And I love your vision future and redefining the collective narrative around menstruation. It's so important because it doesn't just affect women, it affects the men that stand beside them, the brothers, the fathers, the partners that are there, and how they can relate to these women. And for those of you just joining, we are Cis Society. We have these live talks with leading minds of the new earth every week. We just had a beautiful conversation with Alfina Rose, who is the author, and so much more, but she's also an author of Menstrual Magic. So please check it out. And yeah, if you want to watch the live, if you're just joining, available on Cis Society World. Look at those beautiful graphics. Like, it's so pretty in this book. It's so pretty. Every time I open up to a page, I'm like, yes, please. Anyway, Alfina, how can people, we have about 30 seconds left. How can people reach you if they want to get, if they want a tarot reading or a sidereal astrology reading?
Yeah. Jeremy? You can go onto my profile, enchantress.alfina. You can go to my link tree. Well, actually it's a milkshake, but that first link there, and you can find everything, my book, my readings, my YouTube channel, all of that. And also through the YouTube link and the Spotify link, we'll also link everything as well. Incredible. Thank you so much for talking with me about this. It's just been so incredible, empowering, and I really hope this conversation has ignited some new light bulbs in those of you watching, and that this book really supports your journey as it supported mine.
Thank you so much for your time and energy. I love you so much. And yeah, let this, that this conversation serve as an illuminating light for everyone. And again, check out the replay, reach out to us if you have any questions about Cis Society. We love you. Thank you for being here. And we will see you next week at the same time with another leading mind of the new earth to talk about creation. See you guys soon. Mwah. Mwah.